Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Okay, so sitting off the air this morning, I heard one of the most ridiculous things I've ever heard before. And it's what Josh's girlfriend wants to do with him.
Oh, no, you were listening to that?
And it's not even sexy.
No.
Yeah. It is kind of funny.
It
I
is
gotta
so
admit, Josh.
Funny.
This is one of the ones that's a little interesting to me, too. A couple months ago, actually, when you're in the very fresh stages of a brand new relationship, we saw something in the aisle of Target, and I think it was right before Valentine's Day, so it was all this cutesy Valentine's Day stuff. And we bought it because she was like, oh, this is so cute, let's do it. And I was like, all right, sure, sounds good. I didn't think we'd ever do it, but yesterday she texted me. Well, we bought a hand mold that you're supposed to hold each other's hands and put it in the bucket, and then you have this gelatin-like substance that goes all around your two hands, and it creates a mold so that you can put, plaster
like
in there.
Yep. Yeah.
And then it'll make a little cute statue of your hands. And she finally brought it up again yesterday where she's like, hey, do you still have that bucket thing? And I was like, I don't know. And so I looked around. I found it.
I know. Yeah.
I know.
No idea where that
went. To Goodwill.
Well, I looked around and unfortunately I found it. And so she's like, let's totally do that tomorrow. And this was last night. So we're going to be doing that today, Jeremy, right after the show.
No.
We get to do a cute little hand mold and keep forever of us holding hands.
A symbol of your love.
Yes.
It's funny. When you were mentioning it and describing it, immediately I thought of the thing you do with your kid when they're little and you put their little handprint
in a cast. They do it in preschool.
Oh, yes.
That's what I thought they were doing.
So I thought you were going to do your little hand, Josh, and she's going to hang it on her wall. You can paint it.
That you were going to each put your hand in this thing. And
I didn't know this could get worse.
Handprints. That's what I thought.
Do that next, in clay, and then dry it, and then let her hang it on her wall.
So when you said it's actually you guys holding hands, I was like, I didn't even know that was a
thing. It is. It's a little bit better.
What are you going to do with that?
I know.
Well, it's not staying at my house.
Well, where does it go?
Why did she want that? That's
Look,
dumb.
I don't know. Look, it's a
That's dumb.
Cutesy little couple thing. I don't know.
Put something else in it besides your hands.
Oh. Well, the mold says for hand use only.
Now you've got
You'll have a lot left over, I would imagine. You could probably do four or five of them.
No, one bucket, man. That's it. I don't know if you can paint it or not, Katie. I don't know what you're supposed to do with this. I've seen a couple on TikTok that, women can use, and if they put their own hand in it, they can, put their rings on it later, and it's, a nice little thing
that's
for
cute.
Your dresser.
Gold. Go get some gold spray paint and spray it bright gold.
That would actually be kind of cool, because that would look like a trophy then at some point. And if we do get married, you can have that and hold it up and be like, it worked. Look, there we go. We got
What happens to that when you guys break up?
Oh, I'm sure she throws it and it shatters
that's
into
a
million
rage
pieces.
Thing. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Someone's going to break that. If they break up, that's going to get broken. It's just a symbol of it, right?
Could be. Could be cleansing, I guess, towards the end of a relationship.
That's not going to happen. We like the...
Well,
this
we do. Josh gets antsy.
I like this one. And those hands are staying held together forever, Jeremy.
Aww,
forever and ever.
That's a symbol of their love.
Until I mess up.
Don't mess up, Josh.
I know.
Send pics.
All right. We'll see.
Right. Send pics later. Okay. I need a good laugh later, all right?
I got you.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
I do also want to welcome everybody to Earth Day. Happy Earth Day, everybody.
Yay, Earth.
What do you do?
Say thank you.
Don't throw your straws in the ocean.
Don't use a straw.
Well, that's not going to happen. That's not going to happen at all.
They say if you want to help combat loneliness, you got to live near a lake. They found that people who spent the most time around a lake reported less loneliness than the people who weren't connected with nature. I don't know what it is about a lake.
It's water.
Is that what it is?
It immediately makes you feel better. There's so many scientific studies that prove it, especially running water. Just the sound of it can lower your blood pressure, your stress levels, all of it. It's immediately good for you.
How about this?
No, that's annoying. No, I can already tell. I didn't even have to hear it.
My blood pressure is skyrocketing.
Exactly. All of a sudden, it's not so great anymore. No, but water is really, really good for your whole soul. So
that make you feel less lonely, Josh?
100% get it.
Really? I got to say, even just going around Evergreen the other day, I felt really good. You just feel like a much deeper connection, I would say, to nature, and you feel good about yourself. I don't know. I liked it.
All right. I live near a lake. It's at the end of my street, actually. So I go walk around it a lot. It mostly just smells funny. So I don't feel that connected. Anyway, for Earth Day, you're supposed to volunteer and help clean up. You're supposed to plant and garden, reduce, reuse, recycle, right? Go out, connect with nature. So maybe go lay on a rock and sun your nether regions. I don't know. And then advocate and learn. You're supposed to watch documentaries, attend workshops on climate change, and write your local representative about environmental policies.
That's a lot.
You know what I say to that last one?
Yeah. I don't know how much writing our local representatives is going to do anything.
They don't do a lot of reading of writing. There we go.
Going back a step, though, have you seen the videos of that one guy who has been popping on the Instagrams right now where he goes outside and he is completely naked and he lays on his back on a rock and just spreads his booty cheeks, and you're supposed to have the sun, I don't want to say penetrate, but
yeah, sunning.
Sun your nether region.
Do you not do this?
That's not a new thing.
No! Well, yeah. I know it's not a new thing, but for some reason this guy is on my feed constantly, so maybe I watched him for just a little too long. But yeah, I've never done this. Have you guys done it?
I just know that it exists. I live in an apartment. That's not really an option
for me to just...
Yeah, but
you can go outside. You're always in the mountains hiking and stuff.
I am, but there are people there with me. That's like the last
place. There's ticks out there.
It's one thing to pee next to a tree. It's another thing to completely just put it up there.
You got
to
go deep into the woods.
Wait for the sun to hit it.
You got to go deep into the woods.
Well, then you're not going to get any sun. Like, you need to be where the sun can reach you. Like, so...
Live a little.
Yeah, but you said you didn't do it either. So
I might do it today.
You literally just said you didn't do it.
I haven't done it yet. I guess I should have added a yet.
It's going to be a hot one today and sunny. You should do it. You should do it. Go to your backyard and sun.
I'm going to be so full of energy tomorrow.
Yeah, you are.
I'm going to be shooting rays out my booty hole.
Beaming out of you.
All right, enough of the happy Earth Day, everybody. So what's going on with this hot pot story?
Oh, well, my baby Nana, my daughter, and I, we love to go out to hot pot. It's our new favorite thing. And I like the ones that you can go up and get all your condiments and sides by yourself. So a lot of times they will bring you the extras, whether it's like the little mushrooms. And, you know, I guess the best way for me to describe hot pot is like a fondue, but with like Asian food. Right. So you have a lot of like the kimchi, the rice, the seaweed salad, the mushrooms, the quail eggs, all those sides. And then you have the proteins on top of it, the meats that they bring out, the seafood, the shrimp and everything. Right. So Zoe and I are sitting there. We're just talking about it. We're talking about what all of our favorite things are when it comes to the sides. And I just love the mushrooms. And I'm a sucker for a good quail egg. Like, they're just so rich and they're so good. But Zoe, we were on the phone talking and she's like, you know what, Mom? My favorite would have to be the intimidation crab. And I was like, the what?
Oh, God.
The what now? And she said it so matter of fact. She said it twice. She said, the intimidation crab. And I was like,
why is it scared?
Is it mean ass crab? Like, what are you talking about? And it literally took me a second before I figured out she was trying to say imitation crab. And it was just one of those funny moments where I had to tell her, say it again and listen to what you're saying. She's like, what? Intimidation crab. And I was like, listen to what you're saying. Listen,
you're not
going to
eat me?
That are coming.
I dare you to eat me.
No, I know.
Oh, God.
And then snapping at her. Snap, 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 snap.
Get away.
Yeah, get your mouth away
from
me, woman.
I'm on swole right now.
I know, exactly. Can you just imagine like a crab with boxing gloves? Like,
oh, baby Nana.
Squaring up to the Nana. I laughed so hard.
You know.
It was so cute, though.
I'm not surprised, though.
It was so cute.
It's cute.
Like, the way she said
cute
it was
and
so matter of fact.
Sad.
So matter of fact.
Is she a banker helping people with money?
She works at a bank, you guys.
She does, but she was so
don't
cute.
Let this money intimidate you.
Don't act like you use the words right all the time. It happens to all of us.
Yes,
but
it does.
Definitely made
this
my whole day.
Why I don't watch her podcast. About this time on Wednesdays, we give you three stories to start your day. It's a positive, a minus, and something a little bit interesting. Katie had the pee.
I do have the pee. All right. This is taking place at the Smithsonian Zoo in Washington. So a little baby elephant was born there in February. And it's like the first baby elephant that's been born here in quite some time. So they were very, very excited about it. But the baby's mom didn't respond the way they wanted. So she's not feeling the little elephant baby Nana.
That's not mine.
She's not like bonding with it. Zookeepers are having to intervene in this situation, but the herd is coming around, so that's how this is becoming positive. So when mom gets aggressive towards the baby, the head lady elephant, they've noticed her trying to put mama back in her place. She's like, that's not what we do. You don't do that to your baby, right? So they're noticing that the head lady elephant is trying to get things in order. And then exactly another one of the lady elephants has taken the little baby under her trunk, if you will. She's trying to raise her as one of her own, and that it's helping the other elephants be like, okay, they're recognizing little baby as a member of
the
herd.
Is little baby
now.
Ugly or something?
And no, well, that's the
Does
thing.
Does he have oversized ears and can he fly?
Well, no. It's not Dumbo. But what they are saying is that little mama, she's never had a baby before. This is all new for her, too. And animals react strangely sometimes. So they're just saying they're trying to keep the peace with everybody because mom could come around eventually. Maybe after they need her to really take care of the elephant, but they still need her to recognize this little baby elephant as a member of the herd. And it looks like that's what's happening. Again, the fact that these other two elephants are, you know, noticing the little baby and then all the other ones are coming along and making friends and stuff. It's like
Punch the Monkey a little bit.
That's exactly it. That's kind of what it made me think of is the new internet sensation, Punch the Monkey.
Punch the elephant.
Little elephant. But it looks like they're going to introduce her to the public and whatnot in the next few months, but it's taken a little longer than expected because, again, of this little
hurdle.
Hates
her.
Little hump. Exactly.
What a
mom
jerk
hates
mom.
Her.
I know.
But elephants are weird, so hopefully they'll all come around, but right now it is a positive because I tell you what, that little baby elephant is so stinking
it's cute.
Oh, so
very
cute with that little trunk. Oh, my goodness. So there you go. A nice positive story out of Washington. Yay.
All right. Well, I don't want to bring you down too much, but I have a lesson in how to not deter thieves from breaking into your car. So a New Orleans man tried something a little, I don't know, thinking outside the box on how to deter people from stealing his car. He put a mannequin in the passenger seat and then a Michael Myers mask over that mannequin. He said for years he would do that just to make sure that if people ever broke into his window, they'd kind of maybe be taken aback and be like, oh, whoa, and go move on to the next car. Well, a group of thieves went down the neighborhood and actually broke into several cars in his neighborhood. And when they got to his car, they see the Michael Myers mask in the car and the mannequin. They jump back just like he thought they would, but instead they shoot the car 20 times. They open fire on this car and just light it up. I mean, seriously light it up. And this story actually gets more interesting. One of the bullets apparently bounced off of the top of the truck and went into their bedroom and missed them by like feet. So he was he wanted to stay anonymous, obviously, but he said, hey, I don't think I'll be doing that again to deter thieves. I'm just going to lock my doors and have my car alarm go off. These thieves have not been caught yet. They didn't steal anything, but they shot up his truck. His truck is totaled. It has 20 to 30 bullet holes in it now. So they,
20
he has to
gunshots
get a new...
didn't Man. Alert authorities in this case?
They,
like...
Well, they were alerted. They just haven't been found yet. They haven't been caught yet. Yeah, that's
Turn
a
that truck
crazy
into Swiss
thing.
Cheese.
Yeah. It's the Toyota Swiss cheese truck now.
Well, this is a minus.
It is a minus.
I love a good gang violence story to start the day.
Well, it wasn't just joking. Gang violence.
I don't know what it was.
Jeez.
All right, there's your minus.
Don't use Michael Myers as a way to deter thieves.
All right, this is kind of fun for all the kiddos going to prom here in a few weeks. One of these six Oscar Mayer Wienermobiles was in Topeka, Kansas this past weekend for a NASCAR pre-race celebration. Ooh-wee! Now, some students were there from the local unfortunately named Seaman High School. They spotted the Wienermobile, and they decided to stop for photos, and that's when things got kind of interesting. Their prom was coming up the next day, so one of them got the idea if they could ask the lady manning the wiener if they could take the Wienermobile to prom and make a big old entrance. And they were expecting a no. But the driver, Maggie Dawson, who's a, what do they call him, a hot dogger?
Mm-hmm.
She's a brand ambassador. She checked her schedule and said, yeah, I'll totally give you guys a ride. I've got some audio here from the students and the wiener lady. Here you go.
One of my buddies was like, can we rent this thing? And I was like,
bro, what if we just ask about prom?
Right.
What if they take us? It's tomorrow. Like, that'd be insane.
It was a little light bulb. And we were like, well, what time is prom? And from there, we checked our schedule and we were able to make it happen. Hearing about prom, I mean, I have such special memories, like, with my high school experience with my prom. And knowing that we could add the weenie magic of the big dog to it, we figured it had to be done.
Oh, man.
Excuse me.
The what?
What did she just say?
Not at prom.
That's
well, I mean, that's
part of the script.
Prom night, right?
I guess.
What? I gotta hold on to that.
Yeah, you do.
Anyway, Whoa. Maggie went on to say it was very special. She said, imagine the kind of happiness that this is going to bring. And it really will, I think.
Well, yeah. Honestly, good for them, because there's only 6 full-size Wienermobiles. So for them to kind of happen upon
Have
that.
Have you guys ever seen one?
It is a stroke of luck. Yeah.
They came by the radio station once. Yeah,
they gave me 2 whistles.
Woo!
You
got 2 weenie whistles?
She was into it. There you go, guys. There's your PMI this morning with JKJ here at Mix.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Well, let's get you tapped into all the big news of the day. In addition to Earth Day being today, where you're not supposed to throw straws in the ocean, today is also Administrative Professionals Day today. Now, we don't have, like, really an administrative professional unless you count an office manager. Is that basically the same thing?
I don't know.
Because that's our friend Tick. Tick pretty much manages this entire building. She is the best person ever.
Yeah.
On top of it, she is on her A game. Like, I will message her at 4 a.m. about something, and like 20 minutes later, boom, she messaged me back. I'm like, what are you doing up so early? So anyway, what did you guys get her today?
Big old smile. Plan to give her a hug.
And a high five.
Exactly. Mm. All those things.
What'd you get her?
A new Lexus.
Uh-huh.
Oh. Yeah. Well, see, that was my idea.
Whatever. Yeah. And a puppy.
Just put our name on it.
From Jeremy and Josh.
No, I'm not putting your name on it. JKJ. I got a big red bow and everything. It's going to be out in the parking lot from when she shows up.
Love JKJ.
There's a puppy inside. And
I like that idea. That's good.
$2,000 in the glove box.
Yeah. Wow. You are a nice
She's
guy.
The best.
You must really like her.
You forgot my
She's
birthday
the best.
Last
she
year.
She runs the office, you guys. She runs the office. Okay, so I am not going to be wandering into theaters to see The Devil Wears Prada 2. I'm not doing it.
Why
not?
They cut Sydney Sweeney's cameo out of the movie.
I should have heard. I know she showed up as herself. Like, someone was trying to style her.
I'm out.
Why did they do that? I guess I didn't ever see why they cut her.
It doesn't matter. They just said it's now a creative decision. It doesn't flow or something having her in there. So, you know what? I'm out.
Oh.
I was all getting geared up. I was excited to see The Devil Wears Prada 2.
Were you
I was going to take Tick in her new Lexus. We were going to go together.
Such a liar.
And now, you know what? Not doing it.
You're missing out. There's a lot of really good movies in the theater this weekend. So if you're not going to go see any of them, that's on you, bud. That is on
no,
you.
No, I only said I'm going to see not see one. The Devil Wears Prada. I'll go see Mario.
Yeah, there. Oh, well, there's a lot of really good ones. A lot of really good ones.
Now,
so.
Speaking of my girlfriend, the OnlyFans creators are coming out, and they say for as much crap that Sydney Sweeney is getting about her storyline in Euphoria, being an OnlyFans model, and all the nonsense, they are actually really thanking her because they said that they are giving, she is giving the platform free promotion. It's helping shine light on their jobs, and they're hoping it can bring more subscribers and more money, especially recreating Sydney's dog outfit.
Hold
I guess
on.
That's the big thing right now.
Does OnlyFans need more publicity? Is that something they're lacking? Are guys not flocking to OnlyFans in the way they wanted them to? I don't understand that. Like, guys already liked OnlyFans, so I don't know.
Maybe.
Why did they need Sydney Sweeney to help them? Like, they already, I think.
Well,
I
it's given
see,
them a little bump. I mean, any publicity is good publicity.
I guess
think.
I did see them talk smack about her doing the baby thing, though. I think that's where she crossed the line.
Baby thing is a little weird.
It's way weird.
Well, you should
like,
see some of the fetishes
weird.
Men ask women to do.
Well, I mean, know, yeah, but there's... she could still say no. She could say yes to the dog thing and say, "I'm sorry, I need to draw the line on the baby thing."
Katie,
I'm
when there's two commas in the paycheck, do you
just,
say no?
I would say no. I don't know.
You
I
would.
Say,
you'd be like, "Google Gaga."
I don't think she would.
Okay.
I love you, Katie. I don't think you would. Two commas in the paycheck, Katie.
If you already were getting a paycheck and it was just taking away one of the commas, I think, yeah, people get a little greedy. And when you have ethics and character, you draw the line.
Well, when you have ethics and character, you aren't on OnlyFans.
Okay.
So
yeah. there's number one.
there's number one.
I'm going to say, the baby thing was a little too far.
That's too far, but the dog thing was kind of cute.
What? Guys are weird.
Guys are weird, so I guess it is
cute. Josh, did you see it?
Yes, and it's not a turn-on.
No, it's not.
It's not.
Okay.
Could you hear that wink over the air?
I felt the wind.
That was disgusting.
Gosh, guys are weird. So weird. Ugh.
Woof, woof.
Ugh.
The whole wearing a collar and
it's not my
tail.
Look, it's not my tail.
Guys are weird. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, man.
You've got your thing, too.
Yeah,
that's
not
my thing, by the way.
Okay.
But, you know, when you see it, you're like,
okay.
She's a cute dog.
Huh.
She's a cute puppy. Uh-huh.
How much is that doggy in the window?
Uh-huh.
Two commas.
I think that's the song they play, actually.
Two commas is her new nickname.
Two commas?
What's going on with sports?
I don't know. I don't even know.
You don't know?
Yesterday during the Avs game, there was a 20-minute stoppage because of a crazy fan slamming the glass behind the LA Kings head coach so hard. It shattered all over him. And so the glass covered his head. It luckily did not cut him, but he had to go down the tunnel for a little bit to take off his shirt and his jacket because the glass had gone down the back of his shirt.
Yeah.
He was okay. I don't even think the fan was actually escorted out. I saw him later in the game.
Isn't that glass pretty strong? Like,
it's supposed to be.
That is the crazy part. It is incredibly strong. And so many fans were slapping on the glass behind him. You see, they have a sky cam. It's the Ball Arena sky cam, by the way. Really cool. And it catches him slapping the top of the glass and it just shattering. That might have been it. I mean, you know,
they slam men up against those pieces of glass.
Yeah, but tempered glass is weird. If you hit it just right, it
will shatter just like that.
And I've never seen this before. It's like the shattering of a basketball backboard, essentially, is what it looked
like. Well, it's designed to shatter like that, so it doesn't
go off in shards. It's
like,
supposed to shatter in place and kind of stay there.
Like a windshield,
collapsed over the coach.
Yeah.
Something I had never seen before. The Avs actually did end up winning the game in overtime, and now the Avs are up 2-0 on the Kings while they head to L.A., so shout out to them. That was really exciting.
You know what was crazy about that is that excitement, that celebration was over a Scott Wedgwood save. It wasn't even a goal. It was just our goalie blocking a shot. That's what that celebration was about.
It was because it was a penalty shot, and the Kings did not score on it. Scott Wedgwood, Jeremy, stood on his head yesterday.
Stood on his head.
I know. I saw him.
Yeah,
sure
you did.
Go
Avs go, baby.
Go Avs go. Hey, this is something we can be excited about and celebrate, too. Looks like Bandimere's going to come back. It's official. The Hudson Town Council said yes. So they're going to build the track there just east of Denver. And that is after they shut it down in Morrison, and everybody was super sad. But this vote was unanimous to get things going just off I-76 there in Hudson. So that's a good move and a good look on their part.
See, and that's exciting. Good. I love that. But it made me really sad. I drove by Bandimere on Monday, and it just looks so sad.
It's all tore up. They smashed up all the windows up there. There's graffiti everywhere.
There's huge graffiti letters in the stands
now.
I have really good memories. Like
it's
concerts and everything there. Yeah. And it looks really bad now.
Yeah, it was there for over 60 years.
Yeah.
So
I can hear it from my house.
Yeah.
Like the
Did it bother you that much to hear it?
No, never. Well, I mean, like, my house was not across the street, which is where everybody got butt hurt. I mean, but I'm down the ways on 470, but you still hear the rocket cars, you know?
Wasn't the story about that, though, is when they moved into those homes, they knew that Bandimere was
you
there?
You bought it.
Yeah, and so that's what the frustrating part about that was, is the, I get you want a quiet space in the mountains, but Bandimere was there first.
It was.
And now I'm excited that it is going to be back in Hudson. Again, I'm very excited for all my racing friends. No word on when construction is going to start up. But, yeah, they're going to do it.
It's a good news.
Snoop says Colorado is the best. I love this story because we knew that. But he had really nice things to say about the best venue on the planet as well. He was out there for his 420 show, which was Monday night, and people were really, really excited to see him perform. He's been there quite a few times, but he was just talking about how he likes to come back to Colorado. One, he called it fire friendly. Colorado's very fire friendly. That's right. But again, he also had really nice things to say about Red Rocks in particular.
I mean, it's one of the greatest venues that you could actually perform at. The acoustics, the way that the rocks are set up, the way that the venue, the crowd is in the angle. Normally, if you go to a concert, you're here and the audience is around you. But this is like you're here and the audience is up and they're around you. So it's just a great way to perform. And it's such a great venue with the sound. Like I say, those rocks bouncing off of the acoustics, it just sounds so good. And the people just love the way it sounds and the way it feels.
Yeah.
Smoke a fatty.
We all know how great Red Rock sounds. Thank you, Fox 31, by the way, for that audio. But yeah, we love Snoop D-O-double-G and Mr. Dog, you are welcome back here anytime. We talked about the crazy worms in your garden. Yeah, actually, they're called crazy worms. That's actually what they're called. The Asian jumping worm, a.k.a. the crazy worm, an invasive species that's popping up in Colorado. So they're saying it's bad for our soil. It degrades the earth. It harms roots and accelerates drying. But there's not much you can do about it. Do you have a garden, Jeremy? Do you get out there? And what about your grass and stuff, though? Is there, like, invasive species that you notice about it?
Just the neighbor kids.
Yeah. Can't do anything about those either. Burn. Can't do anything about those either. They're saying, again, the Asian jumping worm, if you do find it in your garden, you're supposed to fill out some form.
They're huge, apparently.
Yeah, apparently they're really big.
They're massive worms.
And also, you can't do anything about it, so don't try and, like, move the soil or try and lay things down to kill them, because it will literally just make it worse. So, yeah.
I don't like that. How do they get here? That's annoying.
I know. Crazy worms. All right. And then remember back in 2024 when Party City shut down?
Oh, it's devastated.
Yeah.
We would go there for balloons and plates.
I know. Literal buzzkill when they shut it down. Well, it's back.
Plates?
But
no.
In a new way. Yes. What? So it's going to be inside of Staples. You know, your one-stop shop for
Staples
all things celebratory.
Staples is still
Staples
open.
Still
that was easy.
Exists. So Staples bought Party City when they shut down back in the day. And they were talking about how they were going to revamp. And then I think we kind of all forgot about it. And now they're back in the news. And they're like, no, wait. We're going to have little Party City stores inside Staples stores. So they're going to have a little section dedicated to Party City inside Staples stores. There's already one here in Colorado up
That's
in Fort
fine.
Collins right there off Corbett
I'm
Drive.
Under-
You don't like that? You don't
like that? Just go to Walmart. Walmart has a party section. I'm just going to go to Walmart. It'll be way cheaper, too.
Walmart's party section does not compare. I will have
to say that. You haven't been into the new revamped Walmart?
This is a whole city of party.
I know. I've tried to go in there a few times and get balloons and stuff, but they only have like four variations of a birthday balloon, whereas Party City, they've got the pamphlet you can look through. And no, they're going to.
They have a pamphlet?
You know, they do. You know what I mean? Where you can look through it and decide what balloon you want. Like if you need a tennis ball balloon. Walmart's not going to have that. Party City's going to have
that. They have that one balloon within a balloon. You ever seen them blow up two balloons?
Oh, yes. Sometimes they put a teddy bear in there.
It's pretty cool.
Or like a Hershey bar.
That's a Party City balloon.
See,
you know
that's
that.
Party
I'm
City.
I'm going to tell you, if you're throwing parties for your kids, I'm going to tell you right now, dollar store. I'm giving away the secret. Dollar store, you can get balloons there. The Mylar, nice balloons. Huge selection. A dollar a balloon.
I don't know.
That's a good call.
Oh,
I
believe
don't know.
Me. I've thrown multiple birthday parties over the past few years.
Yeah.
I liked Party City when it came to Halloween because they always had the best costumes. And that was kind of before like Spirit Halloween came out.
I just remember like being in this situation looking for balloons and Party City had already closed down. And so I went to the dollar place. I went to Walmart. I went to the grocery store and I was looking for specific balloons and could not find them.
What kind of balloon were you looking
for? Very upset. The tennis ball balloon.
What was the occasion?
Very upset. Somebody's birthday. And so
I
went specifically, exactly, looking for this balloon, knowing they had it at Party City.
You know what you do?
And I could not find it anywhere.
You should just buy a round, yellow, basic balloon.
And then
you draw the lines on it.
Yeah. It's the smiley happy face balloon.
Done and done. No, really, it's a tennis ball. Trust me. It's a tennis ball.
Next time now,
thanks, dollar store.
Okay, there you go.
There you go.
Ball high hype.
You guys are tapped in. It is time. It's 7:30. Let's call the show and have some fun with Fast Five. Here's our number. Always looking for people who have never played before. You can do it. We're friendly. 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649. We'll get you on the air, hopefully, with JKJ here at Mix. Once we do get you on the air, we'll get to know you a little bit, and then I'll toss a category at you. Start a 10-second timer. Within those 10 seconds, you got to give me five things that have to do with that category. That's why we call it Fast Five. Get it? Call. Let's play. Let's do the dang thing. 303-691-1649. And this game is brought to you by our good partners at Bally's Casino Blackhawk with best value in $5 blackjack and $5 menu items daily. Now, for people who have never played or heard this, Katie, give us some examples.
I sure will. I want to give a shout out to Anushka first because she sent me a nice message on TikTok. So, hey, girl, she listens to Fast Five every morning. And, Jeremy, you've asked for things like five TV judges, five famous cowboys, and yesterday the one that won it, Ty, five cities in Colorado that start with a D.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. Josh is in the next room quickly working through all these calls. So, heads up, if you guys get placed on hold, don't hang up. It means you're in. You're on hold. 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. What are we playing for today?
Kids are going to love it because parents, you're playing for a four-pack of season passes to Eliges. We've got your summer completely taken care of because you're going to spend all summer there. It's a great prize that you're playing for all week with Fast Five.
All right, guys, final call here. 303-691-1649 if you'd like to get in and play Fast Five today. Let's see, we got Jennifer who's on the line. Hi, Jennifer. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. What's going on today?
Dropping off the kids. Happy we made it on before they got out of the car.
Hey, there you go. All right, we'll give the little Rugrats a shout out. Who you got with you?
I have Eldon and Evelyn.
All right. Hi, kiddos. Hey. Go learn something today, all right?
Have a good day.
Hi! That's fantastic. So what do you do after you drop the kiddos off?
I go hang out and work for a little bit, and we just set up Rock Band. So we've been playing Rock Band with the kids when they get home.
The old school video game?
Yeah.
Yes.
No way!
Yes. Yeah, it's great. My little girl plays the drums and my son sings. It's super fun.
Oh, that's so cute.
That sounds
so good at drumming.
What was that?
She said,
I'm so good at drumming.
All right, good for you.
You're the best drummer.
That's awesome. Love it.
So cute.
That's really cute. Well, that sounds like a lot of fun, Jennifer. You got a couple really neat kiddos there. Let's do some Fast Five. I got a couple that came in from listeners overnight that I'm going to use. Are you a big car person? Do you know a lot about cars?
No.
Well, this is the first one on the list. You might get it. I don't know. In 10 seconds, give me five parts of a car's tire. Go.
The rim. I don't know. The tire well. the tire.
Just the tire.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, it's all right. Look it up later. Okay. There's all a bunch of parts, okay?
I will. I'll go ask my husband and then.
Yeah, actually test it out. See how he does.
Yeah,
all right?
See how he does on it.
So funny. Yeah. Jennifer, it was nice talking to you and the kiddos. Have a great day.
You too. Bye bye.
All right, bye bye. So cute. Hi, Carrie. Carrie.
Hello, Carrie.
All right, Josh, get with Carrie. See where she's at. Is it Miriam? Miriam.
This is Miriam.
Hi, Miriam. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
We're super dupes. Miriam is like just like the sweetest little name, isn't it? Hi, I'm Miriam. Do you ever get mad, Miriam?
Oh, all the time.
Do you? Okay, then you're angry, Miriam.
Yeah.
So funny.
Just
do you,
keeping it real, that's all.
Do you work?
Yeah, I'm actually getting ready for, I'm about to get ready for work. Yeah.
Are you? What's your job?
I'm a teacher.
Oh, thank you for doing that. What grade?
Oh, thanks. I teach kindergarten through fifth grade. I teach English language.
Good for you. Well, thank you for doing that work. You're molding young minds, Miriam.
That's the goal.
All right, I got one I used yesterday. Did you listen yesterday?
I did.
We'll see how you do. In 10 seconds, give me five Michael Jackson songs. Go.
Beat It, Thriller, Bad, Dangerous, They Don't Care About Us, Scream, You Are Not Alone, Billie Jean.
Yeah,
God, is that all
Miriam,
you got? Is that all you got?
The MJX.
What is this, Fast 15 this morning?
Amazing.
I love Michael. We're going to go see the movie on Friday.
Hey, girl, right on.
It is such a good movie. You are going to love it. Like, Jafar Jackson is just like him. It's crazy. Oh, my God.
Congratulations.
So
would you like me to play you the Winnie Wynn song?
Yes, please.
Okay, here you go.
Woohoo! Miriam!
Now, Miriam, you got to give me a Michael Jackson hee-hee. Yeah. Second one today. Crushing it with Fast Five.
Right. That's good, Miriam. You made me smile.
Did I ask you if you have kiddos?
I do have kids.
Oh, this is good because you're winning that four-pack of Elitch Gardens season passes. So go have some fun on us this summer, all right?
Thank you. They're going to be so excited.
Ah, fantastic. Yeah. All right, Miriam, I'm going to put you on hold, and Josh will come back and tell you how to pick up those passes. Okie dokie.
Okie dokie. Thank you.
Awesome. Enjoy You're the welcome. Movie, Miriam. Bye.
That's how you get it done with Fast 15 this morning. We'll play again tomorrow morning, 7:30 every morning with Jeremy, Katie, and Josh here at Mix 100.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
It's funny that the name of that song is called Homewrecker, which might be considered a toxic trait.
Yeah.
If you're a homewrecker.
To some.
I mean, yeah.
Maybe. It might fall in there. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's Jeremy, Katie, Josh here at Mix 100. And yeah, that's what we're talking about. Your toxic traits, the things that you know are not good. And on the heels of that, too, like the things that you just kind of refuse to do. That's kind of what my toxic trait is. But if you guys want to sound off about this, 303-691 One Mix, 303-691-1649. Now, my toxic trait that my wife called me out on is I never, ever, ever will pull over and help out somebody on the side of the road. I am not that guy. I am not going to do it. Case in point, we were driving to a basketball game, and on our way to the game on 285, we look over and there's Reed's coach on the side of the road.
Okay, you know them.
Yeah, you know that person.
I know them. I just kept on driving.
No, you did not.
She's like, you got to pull over and help him see what's going on. It was like him and a couple other cars. I'm
no.
like, nah, I'm not going to do that. He's fine. Everything
is
fine. Let's go. We got to get to the game. I'm not pulling over.
The coach for the game?
Is that rude?
I'm pretty sure
is that rude
need
of me?
Him.
A
yeah.
little bit. So if you say never, like truly never,
never.
What if you saw your mom?
Yeah.
You're pedal to the metal. See you later.
No, you would not.
She's got a husband.
That's a bunch
okay,
of
okay, you can't pull the mom card.
But yeah, you can because
well,
okay,
what about any family member having an issue? Okay, yes, you probably.
Mother-in-law.
But anyone
Mother-in-law.
You know.
Hells to the no. I'm
anyone
not
you
over.
Know. Like,
no,
I'm with
I
you. I'm with you up until I know them. Because if I don't know them, I'm afraid something's
yeah.
going
to
happen.
I would really have to think know? About time of day, location. Am I going to get injured helping them? I would generally say 98% of the time, I am not going to pull
Jeremy.
Over. If I was rolling into work and I saw either one of you,
you
on the side of the road,
me?
You would
I would
not.
Give you a call and be like, hey, you good? Do I need to call somebody for you? Because I'm not pulling over.
As you go, hey, I just went 75 past you, man. You doing all right?
I think that was you. Yeah, I'm not going to pull over and help anybody. No.
Wow, well, that's kind of eye-opening.
Is it? That's a toxic trait of mine. I don't want to help anybody on the side
of
the road.
That might just be mean. Like, not even a toxic trait.
I know.
Like,
that's just rude. Yeah, like,
fix your own tire. This is a good learning experience for you.
And you know what? I could
it's
hear you.
It's a learning experience.
In your
totally.
Vehicle. Well, see ya.
I'd be like, we got a show to do. I'm yeah. getting to work.
Yeah.
It's your bad that you broke down on the side of the road.
Cool. Oh, my goodness.
Call AAA.
Wow.
I can't
call
with
a family
you, Jeremy.
Member.
That's
so what if it was you, though? Would you expect nuts. Katie or I to stop
yeah.
and be like, hey, man.
Nope.
Okay, so at
nope,
least you don't
I'd
expect
I'd be a grown-up
it.
And be like, all right, who am I calling? If it was a real big issue. Or I'd be just be a man and change my own tire. I'd probably swap out my engine on the side
oh,
of the road
yeah,
if I could.
Right.
If I had the tools with me.
No, I think if it's anyone you know, if you know them immediately, you have to stop. But if you don't, I'm with you. I don't pull over and yeah, help people. But I'm just worried about, like, you're right. Like, what if another car clips you? Or what if that person
yeah, what
has
if we get
ill
rear-ended?
Intentions, you know? Like
the best story was actually when Nicole was pregnant and she blew a tire on the side of the road. And she was, like, parked up kind of on an on-ramp. And she said she saw, like, four or five coworkers drive by, give her that, you know, like, hey, we see you. And they just kept on driving.
She was pregnant?
She's like, I'm pregnant even.
Oh.
Nobody
That's
stopped
up.
To help me. And I was like, hey, I get it.
I don't like that
I'd get to
trait.
Work, too. Because then you're out there with a pregnant lady, too, with emotions.
Yeah,
and she's crying. And
like, this whole thing's a mess. Like,
Oh. I would have driven past his own wife.
Yeah, I probably would have driven
you
by too.
You probably would have.
Nope, not today.
That's a bad
not today,
one,
cranky pregnant lady. What's your toxic trait? 303-691-1649 if you'd like to call in and sound off. Josh, what's yours?
Okay, so I had three that I thought of right off the bat for myself. Number one is I am so scared of always being late that I show up to things way too early.
You do.
And it makes it uncomfortable for some people. It definitely can. Like, I show up so early, like I'm usually the first one at a party, and I hate that because then you're just like, okay, I've made my appearance. What do I do now? The other one I wrote down is I order always way too much food. I always think I'm more hungry than I am, and I think that goes to waste a lot. And
yeah,
I don't like
don't
that.
Do that.
I know. Well, I always eat my leftovers, but like I, you know, I don't. You order way too much food at everywhere I go. I always order too much. I think
I'll take
more.
Six cheeseburgers, please.
That's what I do. I mean, right? Seriously, I'm like, I'll do the cheeseburger meal, and then I also want the 10 nuggets and a shake, and I eat half the burger.
Damn, fatty.
I know, I know. And then, obviously, you know, third one, I've been told once or twice in my life that I say yes too often, and that could be with, you know, different females that I've talked to throughout my life.
Oh.
Is that me telling you that?
You have been maybe one of those people that I...
Josh cannot say no.
Yeah, that is so true.
And it's
so
gotten
true.
Me in trouble. I mean, it's gotten... That's probably the thing that's gotten me the most trouble in my life is I have a
is
really
it,
hard time letting people
he
down.
He will not say no.
Yeah.
He always says yes.
You kind of do.
Even
I
with
do.
Me.
Like, even with me.
He
remember?
Said yes with me.
I was like, hey, Josh, can you give me a ride to the airport? And he's like shaking his head no as he says yes. Yeah. Sure. Why not? Like, he wants to say no, but he just can't.
The airport is not what I'm worried about.
No, I know. But it is also like outside of that stuff, a very kind quality about you. The fact that you're wanting to help people because that's part of it. You don't want to see people
is
suffer.
Is it kind or you just don't want people mad at you?
On the inside,
also,
I'm burning. Like, dude,
like,
just
why
say
the hell did
no.
I say yes. So funny.
It's got me in trouble. Yeah.
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 Unfortunately. Can say anything else about
nope,
that.
Nope, please don't.
Katie, what's your toxic trait?
Mine, I mean, there's a couple, but the one I can think of the most is that I am so overconfident about doing things. Like, I'll say I can do something before I think it through in my head. A few that come to mind. Someone asked me to do a book on tape type thing, The Adventures of Kai, the bear, the time traveling bear. And I was like, I can do that for you, sure. 12 weeks later, I'm still doing this dang book. And I tell them, I'm like, maybe I bit off a little bit more than I can chew type thing, you know? And then also just like the making gnocchi thing for you guys. Like, I remember that where I was just like, make gnocchi homemade. Absolutely.
I got that
all day. I got that.
You said
so
it was easy.
It was easy.
It was
in under an hour, I could do it. Yeah. Like, I commit and then I stand on that hill before I know how did I even get here? You know? So I think that's mine. That's mine. I'm a little too overzealous. I'm a little
with
too over-optimistic with everything. With everything. So I need to really throttle back a little, think through before I commit to things, and then go from there.
That's a good one. All right, guys, what are your toxic traits? Phone lines are wide open. And who was it that said, oh, John said I would 100% pull over if it was Sydney Sweeney on the side of the road? Maybe. Some messages coming in. Toxic trait. They didn't put a name down. If someone doesn't respond to me fast enough, I convince myself they're mad at me.
Yeah,
because it's like we all know everybody's got their phone in their hand. Why aren't you replying to me? Another one. Look people up that I just met on social media immediately after meeting them. Like in a creepy way. Like I have to learn everything about them. I'm kind of like that too. I look people up on the socials. I don't. Is that toxic?
I don't know.
It's just curious.
It's just curiosity. Yeah.
Yeah. Here's another one that came in. I mentally keep track of who reaches out first in friendships. If I feel like I'm doing it more, I'll pull back just to see if they notice. I do
see,
that.
It's fun. I used to be a little bit more guilty about that when I was younger, but that is a toxic behavior to have. You don't want to get stuck in that line of thinking, right?
Yeah.
So yeah, as you get older, you kind of forget to do that.
How about Adam wrote in? He said, I'll complain about being busy, but then I waste hours scrolling on my phone.
Yeah, right?
He goes, I know I'm the problem.
Yeah,
you are. Here's Debbie that called in. Hi, Debbie. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. How are you?
We're super dupes. So what is your toxic trait?
I will not stop if I'm driving and I see stray animals.
Thank you.
Oh.
Thank you. That's funny. Oh. I was going to bring that up because I know people are mad at me for not pulling over and helping somebody with a flat tire. I'm with you, Debbie. I will not pull over for a dog.
No?
Mm-mm.
Even like
I take care of people's pets for a living, and I walk dogs for a living. And the number of stray dogs I have stopped for, and all it does is get me in this huge mess that will take hours. I mean, yeah. I had to take a dog to the Dumb Friends League.
Yep.
And then one time, the dog had a collar on, so I call the vet. And the vet is like, well, we can't give you their address. And I said, okay, well, I'm just going to put the dog back outside with a rope around its neck.
Oh. Yep.
So they gave me his address to take the dog back.
There
so no
go.
More.
Threaten
Bye, doggy. Hope you make it safely.
Unfortunately, I'm married to somebody who has to stop for every animal that they see that's running around. She will straight up stop on, like, I-25 in the middle of traffic. And try to run out and get a dog. And I'm like, you don't risk your life to try to save a pet like that in traffic.
And not even your pet. Yeah.
Not even my pet. It's like, yeah. And then, Debbie, you're right. Then you're stuck with that dog for who knows how long trying to figure out who they belong to.
Seriously. But I know they changed the name of the place. It used to be Dumb Friends League. It's something else.
It is different.
They do have a 24-hour intake facility. So
yeah, but then you got to load up the dog in your car. I think the closest one to me is like in Castle Rock or something. So then I got to make a pilgrimage to Castle Rock. So
my neighbor found a dog, and that dog, fortunately, I could not smell. I had like this horrible cold, and that dog smelled like dog poop, and we had to drive it all the way to that place. And she's like, you can't smell that. And I'm like, I can't smell anything. She had to go and sanitize her car.
Oh, yeah.
That's disgusting. So I will tell you that Knick Knack hasn't done it for a while. I will say that because the last time that she hopped out of the car, which I think she hopped out and still forgot to put it like in park. So then she had to hop back in because it was rolling. She ran out and grabbed this dog and got it into the car. I'm trying to remember if it was before or after she got it in the car. I think it was maybe before. The dog actually bit her right in the butt.
Oh.
Like she was trying to do good, and it straight up latched onto one of her booty cheeks. And she ended up getting the dog back to the house, and she called, animal control to come out. They had to call another female officer out to inspect her butt.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, and the whole time, Debbie, the whole time, I'm just standing there in the living room shaking my head saying, this is why you don't run out and get stray dogs.
No. See,
leave them be.
Do not.
Yep. Next thing you know, you got a cop looking
at
your butt.
They're better than we know.
That's right.
Yep.
Debbie, you're my people. Oh my gosh. You can call whenever you want, all right?
Y'all have a great day.
You too,
Debbie.
See you later. I'll never forget that.
Funny.
Cop looking at her butt.
Literally bit her in the butt.
Yeah. Right in the butt. I was like, can we stop doing this now? Oh. She's like, no, never.
Yeah, well, good. Good for Knick Knack. I will always help the doggies, too.
Yeah.
If they pull at your heartstrings, how
really
do you look that little dog in the face?
Pull at your butt, too.
I know.
Well, I'd like to welcome everybody to Earth Day today. It's a day to think about Mother Earth. Generally, today's the day I go out back and burn all my trash, but
oh no!
I guess I'm gonna be pushing that off until tomorrow.
Gotta postpone it.
Don't do that.
Yeah,
burn your tires too.
Not
right?
on Earth Day. Yeah,
not on Earth Day.
Yeah, I got like 4 or 5 tires I need to light up, but I'll do that tomorrow. I've been reading the stories, encouraging people to go out on the trails today, do some hiking, and find some wildlife to hug.
No,
so I don't know.
They don't say that last part.
Yeah,
you're crazy.
This is a story I was reading. So you're supposed to go find
a
moose.
Hug
or something.
The wildlife.
Get really close and try to ride them on Earth Day. I didn't write the article, guys.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. In addition to Earth Day today, it is also Administrative Professionals Day today. So take care of those folks who man your office. We have an office manager here. Her name is Tick.
Mm-hmm.
And by far, one of the most productive and reliable employees at this company. She is the best. So in honor of that, I actually bought her a new A4 Audi. It's out in the parking lot, and I'm going to give it to her later today.
No, you
There's
didn't.
A puppy in the back seat, too, for her. So
good
What'd
for you
guys do for Tick?
Something way better, just so you know. It's a surprise. I can't tell you. Yeah, we did better than that, though.
I didn't get her anything.
You guys forgot.
Josh,
I didn't get anything.
Play
you guys
a bomb.
Forgot. I got some roses coming later, too, for her.
Uh-huh.
And some of her favorite snacks.
Yeah,
I hope she enjoys that car.
You ain't got a lie to kick it, Jared.
It'll be here soon. They're dropping it off. Okay, so I was all prepared to go see The Devil Wears Prada 2. I had
Were you?
Pre-advanced, bought my tickets. I got a Devil Wears Prada 2 t-shirt I was going to wear. Yeah. I was pretty fired up. But now I'm not going to go see it because they have reportedly cut Sydney Sweeney's cameo out of the Devil Wears Prada 2. So I'm out. I am out. It was some part of some creative decision because the scenes didn't fit or something. So they canceled Sydney Sweeney out of it. And you know what? I'm putting my tickets on next door.
Are you? You don't want to go see the movie at all.
I'm out, Katie.
That's
not
your
worth
loss.
It.
That's no, your loss. I'm it's going to be a good one.
Yeah. I thought it was going to be a good
no,
one.
It is.
But now it's straight garbage.
Yeah, okay.
Now, speaking of the Sween, a lot of the OnlyFans creators are coming to her defense because everybody's up in arms and legs about some of her scenes in Euphoria where she's an OnlyFans creator.
Well, yeah.
And people are giving her crap for it. But the OnlyFans people who are actually out there making money from this service are saying, this is great for us. It's bringing us to, you know, top of mind. We're getting more subscribers, more money, and a lot of them are recreating the scenes from Euphoria where Sydney is wearing the dog outfit, and they're raking in the cash.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even they said, though, the line she crossed with the baby thing. And I think
the baby thing's weird.
The baby thing was weird. She crossed a line there. But, yeah, I mean, I guess if she's shining light on something that is going to be a little bit more normal than we all think it will, I mean, why not, right? Why not?
What do you mean?
She's shining a light on something that is it's becoming way more normal
way
than
more
when
normal.
It
gotcha.
Initially was, right?
Yeah, I think like, it's like mainstream now, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, absolutely.
I think everybody at least once has thought, I hate my job. I'm going to go onto OnlyFans.
Something for everybody on
and
there.
And show my feet
so,
off.
That's the thing.
You think I could do it?
You could try.
What should I show first?
Elbows. Do
yeah,
elbows.
Only elbows.
Yeah.
Only earlobes.
You got good elbows. Gonna...
Thank you. That's awfully nice of you. Anyway, so Josh, did you see those scenes from Euphoria?
I have not. I didn't like the...
You're a liar.
I've seen them once. Look, they were on X, okay? They were on X. It's fine.
It was disgusting.
It's weird how the video is 6 hours,
disgusting
though.
Disgusting content.
You guys are so bad.
I haven't seen them either.
Guys are weird.
Sports stuff?
I don't want to talk about sports
Why?
Right now.
No, do we?
Look, I will say.
You ever dressed as like a dog?
I have not.
A collar on?
I have never done that in my life.
No.
I don't think I want to. Wink, wink, wink. No, yeah, huge shout out to the Avs. They did get the win in overtime last night. The game took forever, but it also took forever because of a very weird thing that happened. Glass was shattered. Now, you say that might be normal for a hockey game. No, it was shattered by a fan, and it fell onto the LA Kings head coach. Like, it landed on his head and went down his shirt, and luckily he was not cut. But
what's
I've never
up with
seen
head
this
coaches
happen.
Getting hit in the face lately,
especially at Ball Arena. Yeah. I don't know what's going on here, but like wear a helmet, you know, give yourself a blessing as you're going over to Ball Arena as a head coach, because weird things have been happening. Bednar got hit in the face with a puck a couple weeks ago. We have the LA Kings head coach getting drilled by a piece of glass afterwards last night. Like, it's such a weird thing that happened. Luckily he was unharmed and the Avs did come out on top with a win.
Woo-hoo!
So we love hearing that.
Go nice. Avs, go.
Yeah.
Hey, this is something we can be excited about too. Looks like Bandimir's back. Yay.
That's exciting.
Yeah, the Hudson Town Council said yes, let's build the track here just east of Denver. So this is after they shut down the track in Morrison, and it was a unanimous yes to get things going there just off Highway I-76 in Hudson. So no word on when construction is going to start up, but I am so excited for all my racing friends. They've been waiting for this news to come out, and again, it is finally official that looks like Bandimir is going to be in the town of Hudson.
That's
nice.
Good.
I'm getting my rocket car already.
Yeah,
I'm still
ready.
Bummed it left Morrison, but that's good that they're rekindling it.
I am too,
it.
But
like
here's
it.
The positive I think from this is that when they moved it from Morrison, you saw all the people like up in arms about it, even people who hadn't been out there in years.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that this will be kind of a resurgence for them where people are going to want to go support Bandimir, especially in the first couple seasons they're out at the new track. And so I think this is going to be really good for them as far as new fans coming and experiencing what Bandimir is all about.
I like
so
it.
I do like that a lot. lot. Should we get to the Snoop story?
Sure.
You want me to talk? Okay, Snoop talking about Colorado. He says it's the best. I mean, we know that, but he also had really nice things to say about the best venue on the planet as well.
I mean, it's one of the greatest venues that you could actually perform at. The acoustics, the way that the rocks are set up, the way that the venue, the crowd is in the angle. Normally, if you go to a concert, you're here and the audience is around you, but this is like you're here and the audience is up and they're around you. So it's just a great way to perform. And it's such a great venue with the sound. Like I say, those rocks bouncing off of the acoustics, it just sounds so good. And the people just love the way it sounds and the way it feels.
I love listening to him talk.
I know. He's so just eloquent. You don't think of that when you think of Mr. Dog there, but that was him before his 420 show on Monday night. And thank you, Fox 31, for the audio. Of course, he's talking about the iconic Red Rocks, but I love hearing outsiders talk about it. I do. How they're like, it's just so special, this and that. We know that.
Because
well,
we're biased. Exactly. But like to hear other people love it as much as we do.
Yeah.
It's great.
It makes you feel so good. Like, that's just right outside of Denver. Okay, watch out for crazy worms in your gardens. That's actually what they're called, an invasive species that's popping up right here in Colorado, or jumping. Actually, it's the Asian jumping worm, but also known as the crazy worm, and it is bad for soil. So it degrades the earth, harms roots, and accelerates drying. So they're saying if you find it in your garden, you can't really do anything about it. It's pretty hard to get rid of it.
I wonder if it can actually jump. Like, why is it called the jumping worm?
Yeah, it is. It can, yeah.
So it can jump.
Oh, yeah. And that's part of the reason it's so bad is because earthworms,
lands in your mouth.
They dig the soil and they push it all together and they move all the nutrients and everything. And the jumping worms don't do that. They scatter the soil and they make it more aerated,
so
which is not.
Of them.
I know. Stupid jumping worms. Just stay still already. But you do need to fill out like forms and stuff if you find them in your garden. If you do, just know that there's a process. And then this story, remember back in, I think it was 2023 when Party City shut down?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. So literal buzzkill, but now the party store is back, but in a new way, inside of Staples.
Oh, so they're just going to have like a couple aisles of like cards and stuff?
It's actually a whole little area. Like they have their own signs.
You call it the party zone.
Here's where the party zone is. But they're going to have your one-stop shop for all things celebratory. So banners printed, balloons filled, all that wonderful stuff. And you can find this already, the partnership between Staples and Party City. There's one up in Fort Collins right there off Corbett Drive. So if you want to go check out the Staples collab with Party City, it's already going. And it looks like quite a few Staples stores are going to be turned into that Party City, you know, collab that they're doing there. So that's the latest on that.
That's
there you go. Do you want one more?
Maybe not. Yeah, give me one more.
Well, that Cherry Creek penthouse, it's the most expensive listing in Denver right now. It is just an apartment, but 7,100 feet, you get a concierge, a valet, terrace, that's 1,200 square feet as well. $16 million is what going for. Isn't that insane?
What's the square footage?
It looks, let me see, 7,100 square feet.
For the,
but again, and it's the biggest part of why it's so expensive is it's location, right? Cherry Creek, you're on top of all that stuff, and the valet and the concierge, that also factors into
probably a lot of marble and rich mahogany.
Yes, making it the most expensive listing in the city.
Leather-bound books.
Leather-bound books, that's right.
Yes, so there
Baxter.
You go.
There you go, guys. There's your hype.
There's a mahogany study.
I told you, rich mahogany.
She's got the mic, the moxie, and a brain full of Dr. Phil reruns.
She's on me like a duck on a June bug.
But can you take down Katie in pop culture smackdown?
This is Katie Crush.
It is time to play the crush, and it looks like Crystal made it through. Good morning, Crystal.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'm a stay-at-home mom with my... caregiver for my daughter who has cerebral palsy and for my husband who had a double lung transplant.
Dang, you're a good human, Crystal. Wow.
Crystal, you're just taking care of everybody.
You got a lot on your plate,
I
girlfriend.
Try.
Yeah. You got a lot on your plate. Are you able to do anything fun and like blow off steam? Like, do you have hobbies? Anything you're into?
Well, I like to fish and go camping and
nice.
Go to Vegas and spend time with my grandkids.
There you go.
Yay. Vegas and fishing. Nothing better than that. I'll tell you what, Crystal. All right. Well, here's what we're going to do. I'm going to give you and Katie the same five pop culture trivia questions. Best out of five wins. Ties go to Katie because she's a diva monster and she made up the rules.
I play good on the radio when I'm not on the air, so hopefully I do good now.
Yeah, okay. Let's see how you do, Crystal. Katie, anything you want to say?
Yeah, I hope that luck translates to you on the air as well, Crystal, and good luck.
All right, thank you.
Crystal, tell Katie to leave the studio.
Okay, Katie, leave the studio.
All right, get out of here.
Hey, God. All right, Crystal, she'll go into a room where she can't hear anything. I come up with the questions so there's no cheating. And when we bring her back here into the studio, we'll find out if you're right or wrong. Are you ready to play?
Okay. Yes.
All right. Here's your first question for Katie Crush. Turn that radio down for me, Crystal.
Okay, it's down.
Yeah, okay. All right, there we go. What is the name of the little insect that hangs out with Pinocchio?
It is Jiminy Cricket.
Here's your second question. Please name one of the four judges on The Masked Singer.
Ooh. That I do not know. I can see their faces, but not their names.
You mean just put Pat? You want to put Jiminy Cricket down?
Sure.
Here's your third question. Please tell me, what is the full name of the Star Wars land at Disneyland?
Well, man. Star Wars land at Disneyland. We were just there like 2 years ago.
Uh-oh. Well, this is awkward for you then.
I'm just going to say Star Wars Adventure.
All right. Fourth question. Please tell me, what was the name of Napoleon Dynamite's pet llama?
Napoleon Dynamite. That one I don't know either.
Would you like me to put down Jiminy Cricket?
Go ahead.
Your fifth and final question, Crystal. Thank God, right? For Katie
yeah.
Crush. What's the name of the drink that's named after a golfer that's like half iced tea, half lemonade?
Arnold Palmer.
A to the P. All right. How do you feel like you did, Crystal?
Eh,
so-so. Kind of so-so.
Eh.
All right, well, you never know. Let's give Katie the same five questions and see how she does. I feel like these were really good today. I'm really proud of myself.
Okay.
All right, here's your first question, Katie. What is the name of the little insect that hangs out with Pinocchio?
The Jiminy Cricket.
Crystal, you also said Jiminy Cricket.
Hey, Crystal!
He's a funny little guy with his little top hat.
Yeah, and his cane.
Katie, please name one of the four judges on The Masked Singer TV show.
Oh, I don't watch that show.
Uh-oh.
Is Nick Cannon in it? Right? Nick Cannon's
well,
in that.
Is that what you're going with?
Yes.
He's the host, not one of the judges.
That
so.
Counts? Come on.
Crystal said Jiminy Cricket. We got Robin Thicke, Jenny McCarthy, Ken Jeong, and Rita Ora. So Jenny McCarthy's on it.
I never
All right,
got
third
that.
Question. What is the full name of the Star Wars land at Disneyland?
I don't
oh, come
know.
Come on, Katie.
I don't know.
You don't know?
Star Wars... Ship?
Star Wars ship.
What is it?
And then, Crystal, you said Star Wars Adventure. It is called Star Wars Galaxy's Edge.
Oh.
That's what we're looking for. Oh, boy. And Crystal was just at Disneyland. That is so embarrassing for you, Crystal.
It is.
It's really bad. All right, I got a question from one of the best movies ever made of all time.
Okay.
What was the name of Napoleon Dynamite's pet llama?
These are stumping. All I can remember about Napoleon Dynamite is gosh, and tots. That's all I got.
So you got? You want to say
is it
tots?
Yeah.
Tots the llama.
No.
Tots the llama.
Crystal also Should've said been. Jiminy Cricket.
I like your theme, Crystal.
It was Tina. Theme. Tina, come eat,
oh,
you yes. fat lard.
Tina, you fat lard.
Fat lard. That's right.
So good. Dinner.
All right. Here's your fifth and final question for the crush. What is the name of the drink that is named after a golfer that is half iced tea, half lemonade?
Arnold Palmer.
Crystal, you said Arnold Palmer.
Okay.
Okay, so it ends in a tie. Ties go to Katie because she's a what? Diva monster.
Well, no, I'm not. No.
But with that being said, Crystal, you are such a good human, and you take care of your kiddo, and you're taking care of your husband. I don't care that Katie won today. I'm going to give you the prize anyway.
Yay!
thank you so much.
Absolutely. You go have a night out, blow off some steam, decompress, and have some fun courtesy of JKJ, all right?
Oh, thank you very much, you guys. It means a lot.
Oh, well, I hope so. And we love you for listening, and you have a great day. I'm going to put you on hold. Josh is going to come back and tell you about that prize, all right?
Okay. All right. Thank you so much again.
Thank you, Crystal.
So nice chatting Take with care. You, Crystal. Bye.
What a nice lady.
She was
what
fun.
A super nice
yeah,
lady.
She was great.
Good news is we'll play Katie Crush again Friday morning here with JKJ. Our boy Big Rob is coming up next. Goes commercial free for about 90 minutes right around 11:30. So put Mix 100 on at the office. Other than that, we got a show to plan. We'll be back bright and early tomorrow morning. We are Jeremy and Katie and even Josh here at Denver's Mix 100.
See ya.
Bye.